From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. California's cash situation continues to deteriorate. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the controller's office says January's revenues came in well below what Governor Brown's latest budget proposal had projected.
Democratic lawmakers have been hoping for stronger-than-expected revenues so they could avoid making yet another round of budget cuts. But last month's revenues fell more than $500 million short of projections in the governor's January budget proposal. That blueprint estimated a $9.2 billion deficit. This news means the gap could grow larger. Controller John Chung calls the revenues disappointing on almost every front. And even the governor's finance department says the numbers are concerning. Brown's budget crunchers say the recent shortfall comes mostly from lower-than-expected fourth-quarter personal income tax receipts. They say that's rare, and they're not sure why, but it's possible the gap will be made up in future quarterly payments. If not, they acknowledge, the state's deficit will go up. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
A proposed constitutional amendment would convert the California legislature from full-time to part-time. Republican Assemblywoman Shannon Grove of Bakersfield is gathering signatures and hopes to place the measure on the November ballot. She says lawmakers spend a lot of time in Sacramento, but don't get much done. For example, she says, consider last Thursday's assembly session.
We walk on the floor, we say the pledge, the prayer, do an adjourn in memory, and the state of California citizens have to pay us for the whole weekend. There's so many floor sessions like that where we don't do the people's business.
But Senate leader Daryl Steinberg says a part-time legislature would increase the power of outside special interests because lawmakers would have less experience.
It may feel good to some people in the short run, but be careful what you wish for.
Grove's amendment would create a 2-year budget cycle and limit legislative sessions to 90 days a year. Find other state and local stories at northbayvoice.org, and we're looking for you. If you have a story or other material, click on Step Inside. That's the California Update from KRCB Public Radio. I'm Mark Prell.